Johnny Hero here on U105. Pleased to say our guest today is Tim Wheeler from Ash, and he's got a solo album out, okay? And he's got a gig to tell us about, but here's a bit of a taster for the album.
Eyes that have lost their light, eyes stare into the night. The first sign of spring brings me hope. I've gone someplace I cannot follow. I'm feeling left behind, low and hollow. Then dredge my heart for remains, the closest ones to you.
Yeah, just some of the stuff from the new album. Tim Wheeler's here. Tim, great to see you.
Oh, thanks. I was enjoying hearing
you're
it.
You're looking very well.
Oh, thanks.
Because musicians, life on the road in the back of a van, and they normally come in here looking bedraggled and half beat up.
That's good. Yeah, I've been kickboxing a lot in New York, actually, so I've been getting like fit through that.
Oh, you look fit. You really do. So listen, new album. Always a bit awkward, I think, when somebody from a prominent band does a solo album.
Yeah.
You know, so how did you square this with the boys?
They were cool. I guess, so it's a very, like, personal subject matter. It's a lot of songs about losing my dad. He had Alzheimer's, and it's kind of songs I wrote during that time. And I was also doing a bit of film soundtrack work at the time, so I was getting a taste to try and experimenting in some different ways that I thought, you know, with Ash, we're kind of gearing up to do a lot of real rock kind of in the new stuff we're doing. So it made sense to sort of take a chance to try a bunch of different things here.
Yeah, well, it's a totally different sound.
Yeah,
really.
That's great. And then the guys were like super supportive. They understood, and they actually helped me pick like the final track listing and stuff like that.
Oh, good stuff. You mentioned your dad. It was your dad first introduced you, to the piano, for instance, at a very early age.
Yeah. So he was like, he was never trained at the piano or anything, but that was his sort of way of unwinding every day. He'd come home and like just play, and he just had a natural ear. He could, pick any melody and play any song, or if there's a party, he'd be the guy sort of playing.
Was he always very supportive? Because I know the whole position you found yourselves in, the age you were, you'd owe levels to do, and yet the band was taken off.
Yeah.
How did your dad treat all that? Because a lot of dads would say, no, you're not doing the band. Get your exams,
It was cool. Like, I think, they saw like that the interest was, serious. Like, people were coming over from London, and because he worked in law, so he'd like lawyers would be coming over from London, they'd be quite intimidated by him and stuff.
Well, that's good.
But yeah, he had to sign like our first contracts. Or, all our parents had to, because we were too young to actually sign them. So, but they just, my dad, he just, wanted us to finish our A-levels just so that, if it didn't work out, we had something to fall back on. But he was really into it.
So he's one of your biggest fans then?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I don't want to sort of, open a wound, but your dad suffered from Alzheimer's. It must have been terrible for you and the family to go through that.
It was a very shocking and difficult time. And I guess it's shocking for everyone to see someone who a normal, rational person acting so strangely, and it was a very like tough 6 months, and I guess you feel very helpless. So I think doing the album for me was great for that, and also I did we did a show in the Ulster Hall in like later on that year for the Alzheimer's Society.
And
I felt it was nice to be able to sort of give something back.
Yeah, because I was at that, it was a packed gig, and it was on the wave. There was a few dues for Alzheimer's, and you played a big part in that,
So. Yeah, that was great.
Is it all reflected? I mean, your father in that whole period in this album, you say that's when it was all written. So, I mean, did you stick to those initial raw emotions, or did you?
The songs that were coming out at the time were. There's a song, a very long song called Medicine's 10-minute track on the album that was sort of, that's about like his time in a dementia ward, and then there's like songs like First Sign of Spring was just after he died, sort of a grieving process, and there's a track Vigil about the last few days as he was passing, and it's kind of about like the bond of a family, and this kind of, it was a very hard time, but it's also kind of beautiful that we got to share that time together. We were all there, so it's, yeah, there's like sort of bit different. There's a core of the album kind of deals with that, and then the rest of the album is like how it affected my life and, you know, the kind of journey I was going through at the time, trying to, it's mad when you lose your father, you have to, I don't know, it's a kind of completes your kind of coming of age in a way. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So you basically laid it all bare. No, it's a thing that a lot of musicians and songwriters draw the line at and don't want to do.
Right.
You
know,
I mean, because there you are, you're exposed. This is all raw emotion, and this is exactly what I was going through.
Yeah.
Have you found it a kind of cathartic process?
Yeah, it's very cathartic. And also, I don't know, for writing, actually, I found it was, I don't know, unearthed to kind of new material, or it helped me. I don't know, I kind of got to a new place with my writing, or I don't know, I was getting, yeah, and it was making me feel better, you know. It's helping me to understand something that was, you know, a very complicated thing.
Yeah, well, as I say, it's again, with your writing, it would have been maybe a stretch, because it's totally different from the stuff that you've been doing with Ash.
Yeah.
You know, so you're doing a gig, the OES Centre.
Yeah.
7th of November.
Yep.
And
it's a Friday night.
Is it yourself solo, or are you going to have a couple of musos? Or
good. Put together a great little band. Actually, it's Russell Lissack from Block Party.
Yeah,
he toured with Ash for a couple of years, but so he's on guitar. I'm playing a lot of piano actually on the records, and so I'll be playing piano and guitar.
I thought you'd have got Neil Hannon in for that.
Well, actually, I do want to call Duke Special up to do Shining Light, because he does an amazing version on piano. So I'm announcing that on air before I even call him up, but I intend to. So hopefully he'll be there.
Do you, if you're listening, you've got a gig.
Yeah,
you
know, if he's around. And I've got on bass, I've got Carl, who played in Razorlight for years.
Yeah.
And then a good Northern Irish lad, Chris, on drums.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be, because it's quite a big sounding record. It's quite cinematic sounding, I think. So I think I need the band to like pull it across.
Yeah, of course. You mentioned Shining Light. What was it like when Annie Lennox chose to record it? Were you jumping up and down as if you'd scored a winner in the FA Cup final kind of thing?
Well, I heard she did it, and then she was about to like launch her greatest hits, and that was the track that she was like promoting the whole thing with. But then she did her back in, so it got shelved for like 6 months. So I was sort of 6 months like sitting going, I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
Or what is it like? And that was like just such an honor. She is like so talented, it's ridiculous. I do know like a lot of Ash fans really don't like her version, and she was quite mortified that how upset people were by it. She like kind of apologized to me whenever we met for like doing a version of it, and I was like, no, you're kidding. Like,
no, it's a great compliment. If anybody wants to cover your material, especially someone like her who's written some great hits as well.
Yeah.
Did that win the Ivor Novello Award?
Yeah, in 2001.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Again, well, that's, you know, there are songwriters out there who have sold tens of millions of records and toured the world who don't have an Ivor Novello Award.
Yeah, well, I do keep it near my desk just to remind me, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's brilliant. Listen, it's really good of you to come in, Tim. We're going to so the single is Vigil.
Yeah.
I was nearly going to play this earlier on, because we play a bit of a track as an intro to someone coming in, and someone listened to it. I thought, there's no way we can cut that short.
Oh, thanks, yeah. That's a great honor.
It's great. So this was the one written during your father's final days, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote this kind of at the end of a record. Yeah. I knew there was just one part of a story I hadn't told, and that was, yeah, it's about like the bond of the family and admiring his strength and, yeah. Just sort of like the love we had collectively. So, yeah.
Okay, Tim, here we go.
Strength you've shown in vain, though I has to say goodbye. The beauty of this life, everything you've known. In time, we had to let them go. It's in our common blood, in our flesh and bone.
Brilliant stuff. Tim Wheeler, and that's the current single, Vigil, from the new album. Tim, what's the new album called?
It's called Lost Domain.
Lost Domain. I was trying to find it in this press release. It's there to get my other glasses on. Aidan was asking a question on the first Ice album. There was a bonus track which involved the whole band throwing up. Was it real or a spoof?
Yeah, it was real.
Oh, dear.
I can confirm.
Who thought to record that?
Yeah. I think it was like studio cabin fever. We'd been in there for 6 weeks at that point, and we're just losing it.
And you're recording all, and you're like, this is young lads and all anyway. Yeah. Run about.
Well, yeah. The first question is, why did we record it, and then why did we put it on the album? I don't know.
Yeah. Ah, well, the exuberance of youth.
Yeah,
you see.
That was it.
Okay. Listen, Tim. Good luck. The gig's in the OES Centre, 7th of November. Thanks for coming in.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.